All right, let's just put ourselves back into the circuit. It's been awfully complex, and there's a lot of been popping ins and popping outs and so on. So once again, where are we? We started with the Mishnah that told us that all of the arayot do not fall to Yibum. And not only that, but the Pasuk of Allah also tells us that even the tzarot of the arayot become themselves arayot, which in turn pater other tzarot, the tzarot, tzarot, kol olam, are very nice. The Gemara then embarked on a journey. We're in the middle of that journey to try to figure out why do we need that Pasuk of Allah. Where would I have thought that I would be allowed to be Miyabe Minerva, if Minerva is an Issa Karet? If you try to tell me, well, isn't it usual that we say, Ase Docha Lot Ase? Gemara said, first of all, is that so clear? We went out to find out what the source of it was. We ended up settling on Kilayim Betzitzit. That's a good source. However, Kilayim Betzitzit, as the Gemara points out, that still doesn't tell us why we need Aleha. Huh? Because there you're not talking about an Isur Karet. And over here, if you would do Yibum to an Erva, you would be saying that a Mitzvah Taseh is even strong enough to be Dosa, Mitzvah Lo Taseh, Sheyesh Bo Karet. Where would we know that from, that we should know Allah? So we have been busily searching for a source for that. We examined all types of places. We talked about the mitzvah of Shabbos, and which is an Isser Karet, and we said that if it wouldn't be that the Torah told us not to be Dor for Shabbos for Kibud Av V'Em, I would have thought that we would be. And then we went and we examined the din of Shabbat in terms of Moshavot and Beit Din, and we would have thought that we're supposed to give Sreifa on Shabbat, even though that involves boiling up the lead, and we need a special pasuk to tell me that not, which apparently implies that there are special, that normally we would have actually said that there's a reason to be Dofer Shabbos, and so on and so forth. And so till finally we came out yesterday, and in which we were saying that the whole raya of the that sounded good until we figured out that actually the Tana was not discussing Yesodokalotas at all. That basically threw a wrench into it. But we thought that the reason that we needed the pasuk to tell me that a Beis Din cannot boil up the lead on Shabbat is because otherwise I would have said, and that's what it's teaching me, that otherwise I should have said, that Esther should be Dofer, the Lo Taseh B'Chalalel Mot Yuman. Go ahead and boil up the lead. So we figured out yesterday that no, we were just fooling ourselves. Actually, the Tana wasn't even thinking about Esther Dofer Lo Taseh. The Tana was thinking about a Kal V'Chomer. That was the whole business was, that there's a special halacha of taking a rotzeach off of the mizbeach, well, next to the mizbeach, mi mizbechit kachan olamut. There's no pagam in a kohen who does the avoda, even though he's a murderer. We say that he's not supposed to be no siyat kapav, but that's because he murdered with his hands, and the hands that murder cannot bring bracha, whatever. Now, that's already more symbolic, but we never find that a murderer apostles his avoda. So suppose there's only one going in the world that's there in the Beit HaMikdash. And he says, but wait, that to be the Korban Tamid. We don't let him bring the Korban Tamid. We take him away and drag him off to die. But the Korban Tamid itself is so chashev that it would be Dover Shabbos. So if the taking the Rotzeach to kill him is enough that we should be taken away from the Avoda, which in turn is Dover Shabbos, so then certainly he should be able to be taken away and be killed on Shabbos, and therefore I need a pasuk to say, no, we don't kill him on Shabbos, apapike, we don't kill him on Shabbos. Okay. What does that do with Ezadokalotas? Absolutely nothing. So that's what we explained yesterday. And then at the end we wanted to know, and what was the itlaptut in the time? Why is it going back and forth? Oeno. We figured out what the Oeno was. What's the relationship to this? The Kfurat Meit Mitzvah. Maybe we should even say the same thing by Kfurat Meit Mitzvah. Fine. All of that were deeper and deeper pops into areas that we're further and further away from the main concern. And we're still there. We're now six levels down, basically, in our what it is that we're looking for. We started by searching for Aleha, then we popped into Esedavalotas, and then we popped further down into Esedavalotas, even if it's in a Makom Karis. And then we got into the issue about the Limud. Is the Limud from Esedavalotas by Moshe Avot? And then we popped into now yet another level. No, actually, it's about something else completely. It's this Kal V'Chomer, which then brought us to Kfaras Meis Mitzvah. Fine. Now, let's pop back out a little bit and say, but when you were thinking, when you thought yesterday that the Tanna was talking about Esedot v'lo Tasa. I noticed that when you say that the Tanna was talking about the Kal v'chomer, so you wanted to figure out every one of his or maybes, right? So you went through every or maybe. When it was the other way around, did you have the or maybes figured it out or not? What were the or maybes, the way you were looking at it originally? That's what, because we brought it up already, we'd like to understand whether we made some wrong assumptions or there was a back and forth even in terms of the original way. And this is really very much an aside, because we're now discussing what we thought about something which was the wrong thought. Okay, but we wanted to know, like, it's very interesting that you brought the all maybes as being so important. Did you think about the all or maybes before? So now we're up to, we're holding now one third of the way down, the Zayin Amud Aleph, and it's 27 days in the Omer. And it's tough to, what did I say? A little bit beyond. 37 days in the Omer. And it's Tavshin Samech Zayin. We're ready to go. One third of the way down at Tavshin Amrah. Ulamayde Solagat Daitemi Kar. Let me just ask you something. What you were thinking about yesterday, that the whole issue over here about killing the guy on Shabbos in Beit Din was because of Adi Aseve Dachilot Aser. Just tell me what you were thinking yesterday, because it's always easy to make pretend that you know what you're talking about now. My O'eno de Karma. What was that O'eno business about? No, there I was saying like this. I understood the time to be said. Ma hachikom, ma ani mikayem mechalale amot yumat b'shar malachot chutz mimitat beidin. That's a quote. It's a quote from the Brayta going back and forth, the Talmud of the Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, right? So he was saying, maybe the meaning of mechalale amot yumat is referring to everything but killing in a beidin. Because mitat beitin should be doche Shabbos. Why? Da'ati aseve da'chi lo tase. No, wait. Maybe not. That's the next piece. Hold on. Then he says to himself, or maybe not. Emer da'amina da'ati aseve da'chi lo tase. When do I say that klal? Only lo tase greater. That's only if it's a simple lo tase without the additional karet. But lo tase sheyesh bo karet mishamat le da'chi. Do we ever find that esedoka lo tase even when it's karet? So then, what's the next o'eno? Ah, then he says, "It's up." Wait, actually, why not? Now that you think about it, atu asedoka lo tase. I mean, does that really make sense in terms of chumra? It doesn't make sense because every lo tase lav lo tase chumra mine. By definition, a lo tase is more chumra than an ase. So onesh. I mean, judging by the way that the Torah responds. There's no onish at all. I mean, Zerasay. You get at least Malkus on the Islam. So, anyway, despite the fact that the Lota says, by definition, more Chomer than Yaseh, the din is Ka'at Yaseh V'Dachilah. Comes along, Yaseh, it's Doh for the Lota Aseh, and nobody complains. It says, oh. So, once that's true, isn't the Torah telling you, who cares about the Chomer? The issue is the positive always more important than the negative? That's the issue. Who cares how negative the negative is? You're telling me that when I tell you to do something, that's more important than when I tell you not to do something. Okay, so then, malichu mesuta, malichu meraba. I mean, who cares whether it's a lesser chumrah, bigger chumrah? The bottom line is it's a chumrah. And who's to say that there's really a difference between a lotas hashem bokare to a lotas hashem bokare? That's his last platu. To which he responds, Tamud lomar lo tevaru. Therefore comes on the Torah in order to avoid us making that mistake of thinking that we ought to kill the guy on Shabbat. Therefore I need the prophet to say lo tevaru esh, which in any event wouldn't have dealt with our olea issue, except obliquely, of course. If the last assumption is correct, then I would make the same assumption by Yibam. I'd say Malachum Rabba, Malachum Rezuta, then I'd be no there, and that would be the end of it. Okay. But in any event, that's what we thought he was saying. Turns out it's not what he was saying. He was talking about a whole different issue of Kal v'chomer. We're left with our original question now popping all the way out. Why do we need Aleh? Let's try this again. Ella, okay. Whenever we have an Ella, right, that's the meaning of an Ella. This is now going back to where we were. So Ella, let's now try a different approach. Itzchak, I would say Forget about the Esedokalosas, okay? There's another reason why I would say that if it hadn't been for Aleah, you need to do Yibum even on an Erva. Because Sarkadate Kamina, we're not going to thought very simply like this. Eshet Ach, after all, is one of the Arayot, goes along with all of the other Arayot. Okay, so it's a klal of Arayot. Eshet Ach is a davar shehaya bichlal. Now, it's Yotzei min haklal. What's the Yotzei min haklal? It's coming to tell me that there's a case where we ignore Arayot, namely by you. Okay. We have one of the klalim in the Torah is davar sheyatzei min haklal, and it teaches us something new. Lolo amed al atzmo yatzah, lolo amed al kol haklal kulo yatzah. So generally, when something was included in a general rule and comes out now to teach me something unique, that uniquely would is meant to be reinserted into the klal as a whole, and therefore we should say that just like the Torah says that an eshet ach, which is an erva, is canceled for purposes of yibum, so too all the arayot are canceled for purposes of yibum. Titania, you want to see the primary source for that idea? The primary source for that idea is the introduction in the Sifra, in which it goes through all of the examples of the various klalim, Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, what the klalim are, and so on. So it goes through Davar Shehaya Bichlal. This Davar Shehaya Bichlal, the Yatzah Min HaKlal, Ketzad. Let me give you an example of where we would use that. For instance, we have a pasuk that tells us v'hanefesh asher tochal mi basar mizevach hashlamim asher la'ashem v'tumato alav v'nichrata hanefesh ahim mi'amer. So, now in this week's parasha, we just had parashat Emor on this Shabbos. We just read about kol hakodashim v'halo shlamim bichlal kol hakodashim hayu. Isn't Shlomim just an example of Kodshi? Now it said in last week's parasha, Kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem ala kodashim asher yakdish el Hashem v'tumato alav v'nichrata. It says beferish, anybody, any Kodshim, any tuma, boom, bound. No, so that's a pretty big klal. Kol ish, okay. So if that's the case, why do I need a specific example of Shlomim to tell me the din of the chiyuv of karet and the nefesh that will eat shlamim betuma? Well, I already know this halacha. So it was halos shlamim bechlal kol hakadoshim ayu. V'lama yatsu, why then do we need to discuss shlamim alone? Ah, lachish aleihem. Shlamim is meant now to be used as a model to define the nature of that entire klal. V'lomar lacha. Ma shlamim yuchadim kachim izbeah. You have to know that only things which fall in the same set of shlomim among the kachim. So, shlomim is kachim is beach? Yes. Afko kachim is beach. You might think the same thing would be true about kachim berek abayit, no? Yatsu kachim berek abayit. So, kachim berek abayit, we do not have this isur, of, or at least the chi of karet, on the tumas haguf. So, there's no chi of karet, eating kachim berek abayit is betumah. Fine. So let's take that rule, apply it over here. Okay, or kanan. Let's say this ha is a big mistake. It's missing those two little lines between the hay and the olive that would have turned it into hava amina. Okay, it's not ha. So it's hava amina. I would have thought, if it wouldn't be for Allah, that eshet ach bichlal kol arayot aita. We have a perfect example of the din of yotzei min haklal. Allah made al kol haklal kolo. So we have all of the arayot. Eshetach is like any one of the arayot. V'lama yatzta, why do we have this new halacha about the eshetach that it falls to yibum? Lakishaleh, v'lomar lacha ma eshetach sharia. Just like an eshetach is mutter in yibum, af kol arayot nami sharian. All arayot are also kosher yibum. Obviously, this is absurd. This is not a yotzei min haklal l'lamed. What's the yotzei min haklal? I mean, the klal told me that it's usher. Here it's telling me there's a place where it's not usher and it's not part of the klal. I mean, Sakharba says the Gemara, what are you referring to? Me, dummy. What kind of business is that? How come the whole point over there is that I already know the thing that you're telling me by virtue of its having been part of the klal? So I want to know, why are you talking about shlomim differently? And then you could tell me, because I'm trying to teach you something about the klal. What are you talking? I already know that eshet ach is supposed to be ignored for yibum. What do you mean I already know? On the contrary, this is a yotzim and a klal that is contradictory to the klal. It's absurd to apply that rule over here. Midami. Hatam, a klal is the iser, the prat is in the iser. Shlomim is part of the overall iser of achilas kachir betumas aguf, correct? That's what I'm asking. So why are you telling me special dinim by shlomim? These dinim apply across the board. So now you're telling me to teach me something about the rule. But when something is obviously leaving the rule for a particular, unique circumstance, how could you say this is to teach me about the whole rule? I don't even understand what you're talking about. I mean, if anything, you want to compare it to anything, I mean, but if anything, it should be compared to the opposite rule. One of the Yud Gimel Midot Shatorah Nidreshet Bahem is indeed a Dover Shiyotzeh Min HaKlal, but it's a Dover Shiyotzeh Min HaKlal in which we're told something that is contradictory to the general rule of the Klal. That's called a Dover Shiyah B'Klal V'yatzali Don B'davar HaKadash. Something which was part of a Klal and is now spoken about in a way that contradicts whatever I would have thought. Okay? I'll give you an example of that. Where do we see that? Well, the first, what's the rule over there? Over there, the rule is the exact opposite. Not only is the thing which is now spoken about in unique ways that contradicts the klal, not only does that contradiction not go back to teach you about the klal, but it actually completely removes the item that you're talking about from the general rules of the klal until you're specifically told to reapply the rules of the klal to it. But it never is used to define the klal. What do I mean? I'm going to show you a rule. Here's an example of this rule. Now, the din is that a korban ashan, you have to take the dam, you do the shechita, you take the dam, all of the dam is taken in the cup, dam anefesh, Aaron, Eged wasn't on time this morning. It wasn't on time yesterday. Right. So what happens? Comes along the Torah and starts talking about a korban asham, in which we violate that rule. Because the asham of a mitzera, we have to take some of the blood off. We don't do the normal Kabbalah Zadam. In fact, the Kohen takes the blood in his palm, and he puts some of the blood not on the mizbeach, but on the toe and on the thumb of the mitzora. Now that is weird, but it's not only weird, it's a contradiction to what the rule is. How can you take some of the blood off and not to the Kabbalah and the Zrika? So there, we have an interesting pasuk that teaches us a fascinating rule. It turns out that because of the fact that we treat the Asham mitzora in this unique way that is different than the klal, I would have on my own, unless the Torah specifically tells me all over again the dinim of the rules of Asham on an Asham Mitzara, I would have canceled the entire rule of Asham on Asham Mitzara. Because I would have said, look, the Torah is obviously not treating this as a normal Asham. Where do I see this? Ketzav. It says in the Torah, Vishachat et hakeves, it's talking now about the keves of the Mitzara, which is being brought as an Asham. So this shechita requires shechita b'tzafon, like all kodshei kodashim, b'mkom ha-kodesh, and then it throws in this weird, ki kachatat ha-asham hu la-kohen. The chatat and the asham are all the same, kodesh kodashimu. Now I ask you, explain to me, she'en tam lomar ki chatat ha-asham. What is the need of saying that? What is it teaching me, Kichatat Hashem? You just told me the din here of requiring Shechita B'Tzafon. Certainly can't be coming to tell me that. You can't be coming to tell me the din of an Asham, that it requires Kabbalah Saddam and Zrika and putting a Murim on the Mizbeach. I mean, that's a whole portion of the Torah back in Tzav in which it tells us what to do with every Korban Hashem. So what do we need? Ki chatat Hashem. Ma tam agomer ki chatat Hashem. I'll tell you why. Because amazingly, if the Torah hadn't told me that an Asher Metzerah is to be treated the way all Ashamot HaChatot are treated, I would have thought, you know what? Don't put any dam on the Mizbeah. Don't bring the Emurim on the Mizbeah. What do you mean? Who ever heard of such a carbon? And who ever heard of a carbon that goes on your big toe? So it's some kind of weird thing. Maybe you don't do anything with it. So that means, Lefishi Yatzah Hashem Mitzorah Lidon B'davar HaChadash, since the Hashem Mitzorah now is being treated in this insane way, Bebo and Yad, Bebo and Regala Yemanit, that contradicts all of the rules of how to bring an Hashem. So Yochol Lo Yeton Matadon Evemur Negabim Mizbeah. Why would you think to even treat it for any other purposes like a korban? Maybe the rest of the dam also isn't put on the mizbeah. Maybe we don't even bring the murim on the mizbeah. You'll say, what kind of korban is that? I'll say, same thing to you. What kind of korban is taking blood and putting sprinkling it on the guy's toe? So therefore, comes along the pasuk that you treat, Talmud lomar ki chatat Hashem, and ma chatatu una matandomi ve'murim legami mizbeah. Afasham toun matandamim leimurim legabe mizbeach. Whoever comes to teach me, and there's nothing to do, you got to treat it the way.
Special holding.
This looks very similar to the type of tea that's bought in stores at outrageous prices.
You have to start stealing.
Doesn't that violate one of the primary rules?
One of the
third
rabbinical principles?
So you see from here, thank you very much. That doesn't mean I'm encouraging this. So you see from here that Elo Hadre Kroth, the Torah hadn't put this right back into its rule. So what would I have said? Hava Mina. Lamaida nafak nafak. Look, the Torah came to tell me a new halacha, matan dahenas, and so on and so forth. It also told me shechita sofer, but that's it. Lamaida lo nafak lo nafak. I can't even put it back into the rules to define all of the standard halachas on the Asham. It's certainly over here. I mean, it's nonsensical to say. Not only will I apply the rules of the Arayot to it, but I will make it the teacher and model of all the Arayot that they should be canceled for Yibam. And that's crazy. So if anything, the Klal and the Torah teaches us, do not learn a thing out of the case of Yibam for Eshes Ha. Right? So you haven't helped me in the least. I don't know why I need Aleh anymore. So Hachinami, Havamina, the word Havamina is not just telling me, even if I were to think along your lines, this is the way I would think about it, that Eishet Ach, the Ishtar, Eishet Ach is Mutter, yes, Ishtari. Shar Arayot, lo, why would I be Matir other Arayot? So please, cross this out, this is not, it's completely irrelevant, this was just a digression, it has nothing to do with anything about it. Okay, so now we've thrown out the Yesedova Lotas issue, that's not going to help us. We're throwing out the Dover Shaya Bichlal, the Yatzim and Achlal issue. So now what? How are we going to excuse the fact that we need Aleha? Still don't have a solution. By the way, just to indicate a little bit better insight into the nature of the cloud, Tosis points out, look, I mean, Asher Mitzorah has other crazy things that we don't find by the other Ashamot. For instance, other Ashamot do not require Nisachim. Achatas Mitzorah over here requires, I mean, Achatas Mitzorah requires Nisachim, which they say by the Achatas. The Achatas Hashem, which say we need to be Mavs of Achatas. Says Tosis, but there's no contradiction, you see. There's no problem of Dovah Shaya Bechal, the Yatzim and Aklal, unless it was Yatzim and Aklal in a way that's completely contradictory. We don't say Lidon B'davar HaChadash, that anything interesting is called Lidon B'davar HaChadash. Lidon B'davar HaChadash means anything that is out of the rules. That's the point. There is such thing as a Sochem. You know, tell me such thing as sprinkling blood on toes and not putting it on the Mizbeah. It's got to go on the Mizbeah. That's the point. We're stressing specifically the elements of the Asher, not the Chat. It's just that helps to see clearly the nature of the rule. Comes along the Gemara and says, okay, we have a new approach. New approach. Why do we need Aleha? I'll tell you. Ella. Ella again. Brand new. Let's start over. Salka Daita Hamina. You know what? I would have thought, It's a mamatzino, basically. Forget about, there's a mamatzino. We're all aware of the rule of the mamatzino. Okay. Eshet Ach. Eshet Ach is an example of an erva that falls to Yibam. So, Achot Isha is also an example. I mean, so, Ma Eshet Ach Miyadma, Af Achot Isha Tityabim. Huh? That's a pretty weird mamatzino. Now, obviously, I mean, we could have said about this mamatzino, the most powerful thing to have said about it was to have said that the only way to do Yibam is to marry your brother's wife. Whereas, what are you telling me? In other cases, it's coincidental, and over here, it's essential. Fine. Well, what we want to show is that even without that, this doesn't even make any sense. You can't compare a case of one Isser to a case of two Issers. One of the implications of its being essential as opposed to incidental is that every case of Yibam involves at least that one Isser of Eshetach. And therefore, anything else is now going to, by definition, add an additional Isser. It's never going to take the place of the Eshetach. You could say a mamatzino. If you want to say a mamatzino, or you don't want to get into the difference between incidental and essential, fine, you could have said that if there was a way to replace Eshetach with another Isser. But there isn't. So that means you're always going to be saying, well, if I have to cancel one Isser, let me cancel two Issers. I mean, what kind of mamatzino is that? Why would I say such a thing? So midami, is it similar? Hatam chadisura, chatreisura. Says the Gemara, very interesting rule. Maudatim, if it hadn't been for Aleha, I would have said that we should apply the rule called hurl the ishtere, ishtere. Once we already cancel an Isser, we make something mutter, heck, might as well go all the way. It's part of human psychology, everybody. Okay, once I'm going to do it, I might as well just ignore everything, right? So I'm like, where does that come from? Show me a case where there's this idea of once we're doing it, we might as well go all the way. I'll show you. Here, take a look at this price. It's an interesting case. A mitzora. Okay, now the mitzora, let's just first give a little bit of background because we got an interesting case with the mitzora. A mitzora is like any other mechusa kiburi. Okay, so he's considered to be a tful yom aroch until the end of the seventh day, sunset of the seventh day. He's now basically no longer tful yom, but he's a mechusa kiburi. A mechusa kiburi is not allowed to come in to the azara over here. And yet the Torah says that he's supposed to get the dam on his thumb and on his toe. Now, there's a big problem. If we take the dam out, then the dam becomes posel biyotze. If we take the mitzora in, then we're being overrun an isser because he's not supposed to be there until after he got these korbanas brought for him, right? So, what do we do? So, what we did was is this. We had him stand outside of the azara and insert his toe and insert his hand. Now, the question is the Azara itself. Yeah, we'll talk about the right. You're right. We'll get to that in a moment. So right now, what we're going to do is we're going to be madat. We're going to get into the whole Vishtari issue. But he's certainly not allowed into the Azara. Right? Okay, so we're madrim to put in just his finger and his toes as required. Now, what that seems to assume is that by just putting in your finger and your toe, you're not over on the Isser of coming in as a Mechusa Kippur. Now, we'll see if that's true or not. But one thing we know we do have a problem with. Normally, a Tful Yom is Bechlal not allowed to come into anywhere in the Machna Levi. So he would not be allowed to come in to the Haravayit at all. Okay, so on his eighth day, he's no longer Tful Yom. Suppose, however, he becomes a Balkari on his eighth day. Now he goes to the mikvah. For now he's a Tful Yom again. He's a Tful Yom for his carry, he's a Mechusa Kippurim for his tzaraat. Fine. So normally would say, okay, so I'm waiting another day. What's the big deal? Why should he, as a Tful Yom, be nichnas? Problem is, it's Erev Pesach. So now, if he's going to have to wait another day, it means he doesn't get to bring his korban Pesach. Because if he's just a mitzora, he could have gotten now in the morning, he could have brought his Mechusa Kippurim, he could have brought his asham, and everything would have been okay. So the case is as follows, the Tanya. Mitzorah shechal shmini shelo be'erav ha-Pesach. Here's a mitzorah. His eighth day works out to be erav ha-Pesach. He's got everything prepared. However, it's a minor oversight because he was roh keri bovayon. Now he goes to the mikveh. Goes to the mikveh, but he's still not allowed to come in to the Arabayim. So what do we do? So said the Chachamim, Omru Chachamim, Afal pi she'ein tvu yom acher nichnas. Normally a tvu yom of keri cannot be nichnas la'arabayit. We'll see. This is how Rashi understands. Rashi understands that keri is a special case that actually a tamei maid or a tamei sheretz would have been able to be nichnas as a tvu yom, because after all, even a maid can be brought into the azora. That's et atzmot yosef imo. But keri is a specific case. We would ever find there. We learn out that kol zov includes keri. It's miyuchad. Okay. So a bal keri who's a tvu yom cannot come into the Arabayit. Yeah, but by then it's too late to bring his carbon pesach if he waits till the evening. So there, the chachamim said, look, normally a tvu yom can't come in. Zeniknas, he's allowed to come in. Why? Mutav shiavo asei sheyesh bo karet v'yitche asei shein bo karet. Since now, if he misses bringing his carbon pesach, so he's going to be basically over on an ethiyev asei, which has karis attached to it, not to bring a carbon pesach. It's better to be over pesach, which has a carbon pesach, there's a recipe of karis. If he doesn't stick in his hands over here, he's going to be in a position of being dof for the kibitzes asay, and let it be dof for the asay. What asay is that? Yishafu mina machaneh. The Torah says, send every tummy out. Over there is no iser karet in the yishafu mina machaneh, because only if he goes all the way into the azora is there an iser. But over here to get up to the azora, which is the inside of Shar Niknor. Remember, those Shar Niknor was those were the gates that had the mace done with them. That's the way in which you enter into the Azora. And that gate they left without Kedushas. These guys are all classmates. They can make up their own day. Deal with us. Mike Milstein. It's only been 35 years or something. So in this case, let him come in and be docha the mitzvah v'yishalchu min ha-machaneh, because even though sometimes there's karet, when is there karet? If someone walks into the azora as a tvu yom, there would be karet, but over here there's no karet. He's not going into the azor. Now, comes along now Rabbi Yochanan, and he says the truth is, Dvar Torah afilu asei letbe. There isn't really an iser asei even midiraisa at all. Most learn that Rabbi Yochanan here is not arguing on the Tanakhama, because Rabbi Yochanan is an Amora, wouldn't usually argue on the Tana. He's coming to explain what the Tana meant. But even though the Tana uses the word asei, he doesn't really mean an asei diorita, he means an asei drabona. Because the truth is, how do I know that Dvar Torah is not even an asei? Shenema v'yamod Yehoshafat pekahal Yehuda lifnei ha-chatzer ha-chadasha. Now what chatzer chadasha was there? I understand. The Beit HaMikdash wasn't changed in the days of Yehoshaphat. Why are we calling it in front of the new Chatzar? Ah, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan points out, that Rabbi Yochanan said that means Shechichu Badvarim. They made it into a Chatzar Chadasha because it had new halachas. They redefined the halachas of the Chatzar of the Beit HaMikdash. And they said, Tvu yom lo yikanes l'machane leviyah. Anywhere in the machane leviyah, which is the entire Arabayit, the tvu yom cannot come into. Means that it's a halacha in the chatzar, not in the tvu yom. They didn't change the dinim of the tvu yom. They changed the dinim of the chatzar to make it a chatzar chadasha. Now, the there's a very interesting Meshech Chochma who says that the whole point is they made a Chatzera Chadasha. Because since they had turned the other Chatzera, the normal Azara, as it's Moshe, into a place where it was usher to be Nichnas, which until then they had been used to being Nichnas, they made a special Chatzera Chadasha for Tfuyon that wasn't now allowed to come into the Arabaya outside of Arabaya. Physically, it was a Chatzera outside Arabaya. The point of Israel said that why we call it a Chatzim Chadasha? Because it was a Shinui in the din in the Chatzim. That's all. Which makes a lot of sense. You don't need that there should be food. This new halacha, since the whole idea of the Bechitzis in the Beis HaMikdash is defined by their Isurim, so this is a Chatzim Chadasha. It's a brilliant insight. Right? That's what makes it. It's Asara Kedushas and so on. So you made a new Chatzim. It is that Tosis points out that why weren't they? What was the point of not making the Shar Nichnar Kodesh so that the Metzorah could have walked all the way to the end? You could have had the Metzorah standing outside of Shar Nichnar, sticking his finger into Shar Nichnar.
Oh, the Shar itself.
The Shar itself. It's the same thing. What's the difference? Where the Bia Mitzvah is? The Bia Mitzvah is at the end of the Shar. But the BMW is at the door. I mean, it's the same thing. So one shot does very interesting that they wanted a place where the Mitzvah could stand in the shade. That's what it means. It doesn't mean in order to effectuate the Machnis, Bahonas, and so on. But others learn that the shot is it wouldn't be called the Fnei Hashem.
On the outside.
It was inside the shower, even though if it had the dinim of the Kedusha of the Azari, if they would have been the Kaddish, the inside of the Shah, it still would be called Lifnei Hashem. It wasn't the open airspace in front. In other words, the same way that in the back, it's not called Lifnei Hashem. It's not called Lifnei Hashem. Just go back. So that means that the Easter of a Knesset of a Tfulyom is only at the Rabbonim. So what the Rabbonim said is, look, in order not to be over on not bringing the carbon Pesach, let's ignore our Easter of coming into the Harabayit as a Tzvulyon. Very good. So far we haven't reached what we're looking for. We haven't found all of history. All we found is that a Chiev of Karet, the Rabbanan Loya Midu Divrayim B'Makom Karet. That's all that we found. We're about, comes along, we still haven't reached the issue that we're interested in. The Yomar Ula, now, how did Ula get in here? Ula's got a big problem. Ula's problem is that he holds Bia B'Miktsas is considered to be Bia. So you're not even allowed to put in your finger. Now obviously the Mitzorah has got to put in his finger, and that's defined as the way that the Torah wants the Mitzorah to become Torah. I understand that. But over here, this Mitzorah is also a Tzvuyom. The Tzvuyom in your Isa can't come into the Azorah. So now, the kasha that we ask on Ula is, Ula, are you going to explain this? It's all very nice to say that when it comes to walking into the Harabayit, that the Rabbanan allowed him to come into the Harabayit in order to bring his Korban Pesach. What are we going to do about the fact that he's being, according to you, he's walking into the Azara? How do you explain that? To which Ula replied, V'yomer Ula Matam, why do I say that this Tful Yom is allowed to do this? Because Ho'il, Hutar Letzara'ato, that's all. Once the Torah already said, we're going to let this guy, who's a Mechuzik Yippurim, a Mitzorah, come in to the Azorah, then what the heck? Let him come in already, even if he's stomach from something else.
According to
me, I'm explaining it. Okay. But meanwhile, we see that there's a Svara of Hoyo Hudra Hudra. So it's Ishtri Ishtri. There's two separate issues here. One is the question of whether the Balkari can come in to the Harabayit at all. That had to do not with Hov Ishtri Ishtri, because there was never a Hov Ishtri Ishtri on the Mitzorah. There never was an Ishtri, because the Mitzorah was not a Tfuyon, but Mitzorah was a Mephusik Yikurim. The first part had to do with whether Hamidu Chakomim Bivrayan, Ramakam, the Mitzvah Saseya, bringing the carbon Pesach. It has nothing to do with Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Then comes the next stage, okay. But now we're up to the point where the Balkari has to be over on the Yisrael Yoraisa, according to Ula, of sticking his finger in. How can he do that? Since it be a mitzvah shvam mitzvah. Oh, says Ula, but over there, there is all of Ishtri Ishtri, because the Mitzorah is not allowed to do that, even though it's only Bechusiki Purim, because Bechusiki Purim can't come into the Azorah. That's the point. So all the Ishtri, for the Mitzorah, it's Ishtri also for the Balkan. But how did he get up to there? That's a different question. That's the first part. How did he get up to there? He was over on the Isser, the Rabbanan of the Chatzar HaKadosh, so to speak, which is the Harabayat with the Isser, because, not because of all the Ishtri Ishtri, because the Chachamim said it's more important to bring Korban Pesach. Not to confuse these two issues. So now we learn that, I understand the same case. But, by definition, let's think about the case of Ula. Remember, when did this guy become a Baal Keri? During the night? No, during the day. Bo Bayom, Ra'a Keri Bo Bayom. Why do we say that? Because if he had been Ra'a Keri the night before, then it turns out there never was a time that the Torah said that this guy should walk in. Because at the point in the morning already, we're going to say, yeah, but the Torah says to walk in. No, the Torah never said he should walk in because he's a Baal Keri. He can't walk in. So he can't stick in his stuff.
That's if it was enough.
Right, but that's exactly why we say Bo Bayom. So in other words, he woke up in the morning, and now he's ready to go to the Har HaBayit. Fine, no problem. Comes up to the Shaar Niknar, still no problem because they didn't make the Shaar Niknar Kodesh. Now he's up to the very edge of the Shaar Niknar, and he's going to stick his thumb in. And then he's Ra'a Keri. I'm saying, imagine such a thing. Huh? So what would happen over there? We understand that going to the mikveh is not going to help him. No. He was about to go in, says Ula. It should help him. Because once the Torah is batim, it's matir. But how about if he wakes up in the morning as a Baal Keri and he never has this thing of, I am going to go and stick him. No, I've got to wait another day. You see? Now, in the case of Yibam, you've got the same issue in the other way. Because over here, what are you telling me? You're telling me that since the Torah was matir, the brother-in-law, the brother's wife, the sister-in-law, it's also going to be matir all these other Isurim, if it wouldn't be for Aleha. Now wait a second. If the case is that the brother had married this woman, and then now, here would be the case. If he dies, and then the other brother goes ahead and marries the sister of the woman that his brother had left for Yibam. After she fell to Yibam, he goes and marries the sister. Then we could say, Moshe Baruch, there's a constant hum, and that hum is just making it impossible to concentrate. So in that case, there would be a similarity to the case here. You woke up in the morning, so to speak. This guy wakes up in the morning to find that he's supposed to do Yibam. He goes ahead now, and he becomes a Baal Keri, meaning he goes ahead and he marries the wife, the sister of that woman. So now we would say, you want to say, the Torah already said you can marry the woman. We're not going to change it just because you're also a Baal Keri, translate, because you're also married to her. Fine, all these three issues. But, I mean, the case that we were talking about was, he was married to one sister, the brother was married to another sister, the brother dies, his sister-in-law, this is sister-in-law, no matter how you look at it, the sister-in-law, is now going to fall to him for Yibam, and she's got two Isurim. She's a brother's wife, and she's also, but he woke up as a Baal Keri, so to speak. When he woke up, he can't say, well, I'm happily on my way, whistle while you work, and I'm going to do Yibam, because he thinks to himself, now wait a minute, I'm going to do Yibam, she's my wife's sister, can't do Yibam. Same as the case over here. How can I go into the Beis HaMikdash for my Saraz? I'm a Baal Keri. So it doesn't even work out according to Ula, you see. So says the Gemara. I mean, if the case would be, Tenach, look, I'm ready to say that all the history, in a case where Heichad Anasa made, first the deceased brother, he was the one who first got married, and then the alive brother, the surviving brother, got married afterwards. Of course, we're gonna zero in on that and focus as to when he died. But let's take it easy first. Well, at least over there, if the first issue was that she was only an Eshet Ach before she became Achot Ishto, The migud, yisra yisra yishadach, there I can say, since I'm already being mad to the yisra yishadach, let me go ahead already and throw in another yisra here and there, you know, and be mad to an achot isha also. But how about if the surviving brother was married first? How about nosachai? So now, when the other brother dies, who then, achakach nasa meit, the brother who ultimately is the deceased brother, he went ahead and married the sister. So then what came first? Ah, they're the Yisroach Otisha Kadim. That would be like being the Balkari before he ever becomes the Metzora, who is the Mechusa Kippur. As a matter of fact, I mean, let's zero in on this a little bit. Even that case is not good enough. Because Afilo Nasa Meit Nami, even if the deceased brother had been the first one to marry, this thing would only make sense if he dies first before the other brother marries the sister. But if he is the brother married the sister before the deceased brother died, then it's still, it's similar to the case of being Raya Kari the night before, not being Raya Kari in the morning. Furthermore, so Afil Nasa Meit, even if the deceased brother was the first to marry, Tenach Hechad Nasa Meit Vameit, I mean, it's only if he got married and then died and then Nasa Chai, the surviving brother, went ahead and married the sister-in-law, his wife's sister. The Chazi, he can't do it, but it would be Chal. We'll see later on, that's Achot Skukato. The Chazile, this could be dependent on the question of Yezik, or not issues that we haven't even thought about yet, so we won't worry about it. So there we would say, since it was Chazile Beni Beni, there was a brief window in which he could have done Yibam. Just like over here, there was a brief window which the Mitzora could have gone in and taken care of his Taras today, and then the window was slammed shut by his carry. In this case, the window was slammed shut by his marriage to the wife's sister. To that wife's, his Yavrama's sister, right? So in that case, there would have been a need to tell me that we should not apply all the history. Okay? So in a case, Tenach Echad Anasa Mate Vamate, if the mate married and then he was dead, and then Nasachai. So there, Chazal the Beni Beni, we have the window in which he could have done Yibam. So I would say all of these three history the way Ula did. But in a case where Nasa Mate Velo Mate, if the dead brother married and never bothered dying, then he goes ahead and he marries the sister of his brother's wife, Akrakat Nasachai. And then the brother dies. So then there never was a window. The whole point that Ula is making is that once the window is open, it remains open, it doesn't slam shut. So over here, the window is open. So you have one crazy case where between the death of the brother and his act of Yibam, he goes ahead and becomes, now, creates an Isser Erva. Fine. I mean, she certainly didn't become his daughter in the interim. She certainly didn't become his mother-in-law, and so on and so forth. I mean, a lot of the cases wouldn't have worked out. Okay? Some of the cases would have worked out. But I mean, we certainly can't say we need a leha for all the cases that we spoke about. So what do we need a leha for? Over there, Saloy Chazia Klaw, there never was a window. I mean, look, wouldn't Ula, let's take Ula, wouldn't Ula be motivated if there never was a window? That we don't say that whole history is true. Milo Modi Ula. Is Ula not ready to agree Shimra Keri Belel Shmini? If the guy woke up already in the morning and was unable to do what he was supposed to do in the day of the eighth day, because Belel Shmini, he was already about Keri, She'in Machdiz Yadav Lebaonot, he certainly cannot, in that case, stick his fingers in according to Ula because of Biba Mikzas. There never was that window in which there was a chiyah for him to go in as a mitzvah. He was already usher that morning. So here too, the moment the brother died, she was already usher to him. So what's the case? New case, so fine. You don't like the case. Let's make the case be exactly the case of Ula, okay? You're right, we don't need Aleha for 99.9% of the cases. However, how could we say in the Mishnah that it's never, ever going to be a case of Yibam with an Akot Isha? Why not? I can think of a case where the guy died, and then the brother married the sister of the brother's, the deceased brother's wife? There we would say Yibum, and yet you go ahead and make a blanket statement, Chamesh Esrei Nashim, ha! Not true. Not always. How about if he marries the daughter, then she becomes his mother-in-law? Then what? Right? So, there are cases. You can't say there are no cases. Comes along the Gemara to say, so Minarim, really, how do you know it's true that it applies in all cases, even where there was a window? Like Ula, all history is true. Commercial on Allah. Now, what's your problem? So now I figured out why we need Allah. You don't like it because you thought, I mean, it's a prejudice. You thought we need Allah for everything. We don't need Allah for everything. We need Allah for a case where the Nasa mate, the mate, and then Nasa Chai. That's the case. Only those cases. Fine. So ki itzrich Allah. Maybe indeed it's still true. The only time that we need Allah is in these particular cases where Echad and Nasa mate, and then Nasa Chai, and then go ahead. Prove to me that I'm wrong. I mean, I certainly show you there is such a case. And once there is such a case, I've now explained why I need Allah, and we can heave a sigh of relief, although it certainly isn't what we were originally looking for. But okay, I mean, I can't deny that you've addressed the issue. It's sort of like the way of proving Fermat's theorem by going all around this. I mean, it's not what you think he was thinking, right? But okay, you did it. Now what can I do? You still win the prize. Even though we know he couldn't possibly have been thinking about that because the man didn't exist at the time. There must be a simpler proof. But okay, so it takes 3 months to give me over this proof. But it works. I mean, we have this case. It works. So. Fine. We're going to look for another solution, though, because we like something a little bit more elegant. But anyway, tomorrow we'll look for maybe a more elegant solution. Can you explain the quote, O Eno, unquote, to Kama? Sure I can. I'll tell you. Mani mekayim mechalare amot yumat. Bishar malachot chutz mi mitat beitin. Ava mitat beitin dachi shabbat, because ati yaseh vedachi lotas. No, I thought maybe not, actually. Eber damin in dati yaseh vedachi lotas, that's only a lotas a greda. A lotas a sheyesh po karet bishamat like the dachi. Hoda roma, well, why not? Hotu aseh dochi lotas. Is it not true that the lotas is more chamur? And nonetheless, Kati Yaseh Vidach. And I saw Malik Umar Rabba, Malik Umar Zutta, Talmud Omar, Lo Tevaru Eish. That means, okay. So now why do we need all that? Itzvit, Ela, Itzvit. Sakadet, Ramina Tevi Ha Eish, Itakadov Asher Yabba Klav Yatsam Naklal Lamed 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 Titani, the Vasha, the Slavia, the Naklau, Ketsa, the Nefesh, the Tokab, the Sami, the Vashlami, the Tumato Allah. What's the point of that? Allah Shlomi, the Klaukola Kadashima, you, the Lama Yatsu, like Ishalim, the Lomalaka. Mashlami, you could in Kachemis Beah, of course, Kachemis Beah. Yotu Kachabetakaba, you talk, and Ami, Abba, Mineshita, the Klaukola Rayotaita, the Lama Yatsu, like Ishalim, Lomalaka, Ma Eshit Ak Sharia, of course. Arayonami Shari, Bidami, Hatam, Klaubi Sur, Prakbi Sur, Akar Klaubi Sur, Prakta, Terif, anything. Holo Dami, Holo Dovashari, Beklaubi, Asizan, Bedovakadash, Shi Iataya Cholak Zero, Leklaubi, Ashik Sur, Lechaka, to Bithirush, Tatani. Davasha Yabeklaubi, Asali Don, Bedovakadash, Iatar Sharak Zero, Leklaubi, Achi, Akaziren, Lechaka, to Bithirush, Ketza. ושחט את הכבש במקום אשר ישחט את החטאת ותעולה במקום הקודש, כי כחטאת האשם הוא לכהן. שאם תעמוד לומר כחטאת האשם, מה תעמוד לומר כחטאת האשם? לפי שיצא האשם מצורה לדון בדבר החדש, נינו, בואין יד ובואין רגל הימנית. שיוכל לא יהיה טעון מתן דומים ואימורים לגבי מזבחה, תעמוד לומר כי כחטאת האשם הוא, מה חטאת הוא מתן דמים ואימורים לגבי מזבח, כותב אני כותב, אף האשם טעון מתן דמים ואימורים לגבי מזבח. But you see from here that אילוה הדריקרו, הווה מינא למיידא נפק נפק, למיידא לא נפק לא נפק. הוכי נמי הווה מינא עד שטח תשטר ישטרי, and שאר הראיות לא. So, scratch that one. Okay, let's try something else. אלא. So, כדעתך אמינא, Tesela be mamatzinu meishatach. Ma ishtach miyabma. Hafachot ishat ityabem. But still, I mean, Detanya, Mitzorah shechal shemini shelo berabat pesach, v'ra'a keri bo bayom, v'tabal, omru chachamim, af api she'in tvu yom acher nichnas, ze nichnas, mutav shevo ase sheyesh bo karet, v'yitche ase she'in bo karet. For Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the truth is that Dvar Torah afilo ase lekbe. Shemir v'yamod yehoshafat b'kal yudah lefnei ha-chatzer ha-chadasha. Why call it a chatzer ha-chadasha? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shechitshu ba-dvarim. They gave it new halachos. They said, t'vulom, t'vuyom lo yikanes v'makan alaviya. This means to our rabbit. So v'yomar ula, matam, hovu talitzerato, utalikiryo, midami l'dvula. Tein ha-chekad anasa meit, v'ha-chakad anasa chay, demigod ishtri yisrei shetach, ishtri nam yisra ha-chotisha. But how about in a case where Nosa Chai v'Achakach Nosa Mei? Over there, Yisur HaChotisha came before the other Yisur. As a matter of fact, I feel Nosa Mei Mami. I mean, Tena Pechad and Nosa Mei V'Meit. And then Nosa Chai, okay? That there was a window that Fazal Beni Ben. But in a case where Nosa Mei V'Low Mei, and then Nosa Chai, and only then he was made, it's like, wow, where's the window? I mean, Milo Modi Ula. Why? It was never the window. Without a window. So they go, okay, fine. So ki itzrik alea, you're right. Only in this weird case, okay? Nasa mei, the mei, and therefore we need alea.